This today to the second chapter of Luke's gospel. And verse 13, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. And that's the only way it can be. It can never be peace without the Prince of Peace. But I just couldn't get away from this suddenly, because actually these Sunday nights and Wednesday nights, it's amazing. It's like a week's revival in two nights. And we've talked about this, how the services just flow together. It's hard to tell between a Wednesday or a Sunday night. In fact, you can't. Because God is moving by His Spirit. Everywhere I turn, I know it's just something that people say, and I understand that. But if I've been asked this question once, I've been asked this question probably about 200 times in the last few days. Are you ready for Christmas yet? Or someone will say, are you getting ready for Christmas? Those are the two questions that I've found most prevalent. Are you ready for Christmas? Are you getting ready? And I was in prayer one day, and it just came to me in my spirit, how do you get ready for a real Christmas? How do you get ready? Are you getting ready? I'm not talking about presents. I'm not talking about good food or the things that normally go with Christmas. But are you getting ready for Christmas? Are you ready for the real Christmas story? Are you ready to be one of those selected to be part of the Christmas story? There were definite names that were mentioned, and we're going to mention some of those names today. But you know, they didn't get ready on the day that their part of Christmas happened. They were getting ready for a period of time before that. And that's one of the things that church, a real New Testament church, accomplishes in your heart. It gets you ready for what God is going to do. Gets you ready for what God is doing, and it prepares your heart for what God is going to do. And someone is being selected right now for greater things from God. How do you get ready for Christmas? The real Christmas story. What are you doing to get ready for the real Christmas story? You know, faithful, faith-filled believers qualify for suddenlies. Suddenlies don't just, you just don't luck out on a Sunday. Suddenly. Or a Wednesday. Suddenly. There's a preparation that precedes manifestation. I've taught that for years in our Bible college teachings. Preparation precedes manifestation. You don't just drive out to a vacant lot and come back next week and a fully built house is there. Nor do you come back within 24 hours unless you have more money than I can understand, and you come back and it's completely furnished. And the grass is there. Everything is there. All you do is just drive up and walk in, and there it is. There's preparation that precedes manifestation. And there are things that God has prepared us for over the years that happened, but there was preparation. I don't know about you, but I want a better future than I've had a past. And I've had a good past. This church has had a good past. We've had our share of challenges, to be sure, but preparation precedes manifestation. And every time we've seen an extra breakthrough, we've seen something supernatural from God, there was a hunger, there was a prayer, there was a faith, there was a sowing of seed, there was a getting ready. Folks, there's a getting ready for the greater things of God. I want to say that again. There is a getting ready for the greater things of God. And as I begin to look at this story, I don't think I've ever followed this vein of thought in a message about Christmas. How to qualify for a Christmas story. Do you want to be in a Christmas story? Would you like to be one of the actors or actresses? Except these were not actors or actresses. They were men and women of God. And as I looked at each one of these very closely, the names that we've heard over the years, some of them spent years preparing for a suddenly. For others, it might have been quicker than that. You know, everything doesn't have to take a long time. But how are you going to be used of God? You know, when you're ready, it's amazing how quickly things fall in place. I'm saying some very strong now truths. When you're ready, it's amazing how things fall in place. I know we were ready to start the church in 1962 and had a call to a church in Austin. I could have well been in Austin these years that I've been in Fort Worth, had a complete church. We had a three-week meeting, and they were all thrilled with the things of God. The pastor was just all fired up and thrilled with the things of God. God had used him as a Spirit-filled Methodist to help lead my family, my mother and grandmother and my aunt into the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And so I had a good start in Austin if I wanted to go there, but I came back and there was a word from God. Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin called me out and he said, you can act immediately or you can wait for the perfect will of God. You can have the permissive will of God or you can wait and have the perfect will of God. And let me tell you, the perfect will of God cannot be improved upon. And so we committed that thing to God. 2 years later, the green light came in my own spirit, and the rest is history. In 1964, we had our first church service right after the Easter celebration. Preparation precedes manifestation. And as I looked at the Word of God, I looked. The Bible, this is a combination of Matthew chapter 1 and 2 and Luke chapter 1 and 2. But I look at Joseph. Joseph was a very important part. God thought so. God thought so much of Joseph that he sent an angel to give him a proclamation and tell him exactly what to do and how to do it. And the Bible, all it said about Joseph was, he was a just man. Joseph was a good man, a just and devout man who wanted the best for Mary. He wanted that which would honor Mary. He was not a selfish man. He was a man that I believe lived his life to help others. All it said, he's a just man. I'll tell you, we need all the just men we can get around Calvary Cathedral International. They love God. My father-in-law said it best in a message that he preached downtown before he went home to be with Jesus. He said the biggest thing about Joseph was he was there. He was there. Some folks are never where you need them. About the time you think you've got them located, they disappear. About the time you need them, they're not available. But Joseph was there for God. He could have said no to God. What do you mean putting me in this kind of a position? He was there for God. He was there for Mary. Yes, he was. And he was willing to not worry about what people thought. He did what was best because he did what God told him to do. And what God tells you to do, if it's truly God, is always the best thing to do. But you know what? Joseph was there for us. We're still preaching about this just man. We're still preaching about a man who obeyed God. We're still preaching about a man that the Bible had nothing negative to say about him. Simply that he was a just man. And not only did he hear from God on this occasion, but later on he heard from God again when God directed him, don't go to Herod. Go home another way. Go to a different location. And then the message came again. It's all right now to return. Joseph was there for God. He was there for Mary. He was there for Jesus. Wouldn't it be something if Jesus counted on me doing something and I wasn't there? That I was selected to be the point man. That I was selected to be a faith man or a man of God in a certain situation. And he says, angel, go find Bob Nichols. But he couldn't find me. Or he found me and I was not in the spirit on that day. I was off on another way. Oh, God, I want to hear from heaven. I want to do what God wants me to do. I want to be what God wants me to. I'm not trying to sound religious. I mean from my heart. Oh, to be God's hand extended. Joseph was there for God, for Mary, for Jesus. But he was also there for us because he was part of the Christmas story. And isn't this something over 2,000 years later, somebody's still preaching about Joseph. I know Mary is always the star. And thank God for Mary, and we'll be on that in just a moment. But I think we need to thank God there was a man by the name of Joseph, a just man who was willing to hear from God, who was willing to obey God regardless of the cost, regardless of how he felt about the situation. He was there for God, there for Mary, there for Jesus. But thank God he was there for us. And he had experienced a suddenly, you know, how would you feel? You know, you're driving home on the freeway and all of a sudden, 10-foot angel appears in front of you. What would you say? Hama, 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 you know. Or you're in your private devotional time and this big angel appears. I don't know. I've not seen an angel, but I could only imagine. Well, there was Mary, a young believer who kept herself pure. And of course, we know her as the Virgin Mary. And that which was conceived in her was by the Holy Ghost. I don't know. A thought comes to me that I've never really entertained. I guess she could have stopped that process. And I'll let your mind just reach out. But Mary permitted herself to be the earth suit that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came into this world through. Mary, she was a pure woman. She believed God. She was a word woman. You say, how do you know, Pastor? Because later on she said, how shall it be? And when the explanation came, the Holy Ghost will come upon you, and it was explained. She said, be it unto me according to thy word. And I still can't improve on that, don't want to. Let everything be according to the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, or by religion alone, or by denomination alone. but by every word, not some words, not selective words, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God, by every word. Whew. I'll tell you, when you've got the real word, oh, glory to God. So Mary qualified for a suddenly. Can you only imagine? And unfortunately, we've tried to make Mary Jesus in some nations. I have been in Central and South America. I've seen it written on churches that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Mary and believe in thine heart, thou shalt be saved. And so people have, you know, we either don't respect Mary enough or we try to overdo it. There's only one name under heaven whereby you can be saved. And it's not through the Virgin Mary. It's not through Mary. It's through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So Joseph qualified for a suddenly. Mary qualified for a suddenly. Jesus qualified for a suddenly. I know this had been talked about in heaven, but one day God the Father said, "Son, are you ready? From the foundation of the world, this thing had been discussed." And Jesus humbled himself and came to this earth. Can you imagine the Son of the living God try to throw him over a hill because he heal somebody, call him full of the devil, curse him. They spat upon him. They plucked his beard. They put him on a cross. Religion was very unkind to Jesus. But thank God he qualified for God suddenly. And he came to this earth and he humbled himself and became obedient even unto the death of the cross. Thank God for the cross. Some people stay at the cross, but you got to go on to the upper room. There's the manger. There's the life. There's the cross. But oh, you need to go on to the upper room because he said, someone's coming. John said, someone's coming. He's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. You know, Jesus didn't have to do what he did. Thank God he was willing to come, to live, to give his life, to understand us, and to die for us, for our sins. He went to hell so we can go to heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. What a humbling thought. Well, there was Herod. He qualified for a suddenly. How do you qualify to be Satan's Man of the Year on Time magazine? Herod qualified himself for a suddenly. He marked himself for a suddenly. Herod the King, a name that struck terror to people's hearts. Herod the King spoke of everything evil. He didn't invent abortion, but he certainly carried on with children out of the womb. He killed people. He killed his family. Killed his wife. He was a rascal. You wouldn't want to be related to Herod the king. And he even said after he was dead, he wanted everyone around him killed. So if they weren't crying for his death, they'd be crying for others' deaths. What a wicked man. Yet we see that same thing in terrorism still today. The roots of that go way back. See, still today, no care, no concern about human life. He qualified for a suddenly. And the soul winner in me comes out in this. Every time I hear of someone going home, leaving this life, do you realize the minute you leave this life, no matter what you think about it, your eternity has already been settled? Don't pay money to try to get somebody out. Honey, the time to get them out is right now. The time to make sure that they're going to spend eternity with Jesus is right now. Well, I love them so much I don't want to embarrass them. Oh, come on. If you're going to get your mouth open to your family, Christmas is a good time to do it. If you're going to witness, you say, well, they'll take me out of their will. They probably already have, so don't worry about it. Or there's not enough left there to pay the lawyer. Learn a lesson from Haran. You can live like the devil, but that's where you're going. Thank God for Jesus. You know, no matter what we are, sometimes I think, oh, God, whatever this life has been, I'm going to be with Jesus. Hallelujah. No matter what this world has been, no matter what the ministry has been, no matter what my life has been, I'm going to spend eternity with Jesus. I've already settled that. So there was Herod. I don't want to fool with him anymore. God deliver us from the Herods. They're still with us today. But there were the wise men. Oh, the wise men. They searched until they found Jesus. They gave of their treasures of gold and frankincense and myrrh. They qualified for us suddenly because stars still appear. God still reveals himself to those who dare to sow seeds of tithe and offerings and plant seeds in good times and bad times and trying times and triumphant times. They gave of their treasures and they worshiped Jesus. I imagine they had some fine threads on. I don't know if all of the Christmas programs, how true they are to the way things were, but these three wise men, they could have been billionaires. They could have been billionaires. They certainly had the means to give extravagant presents because the presents that they gave Jesus were very expensive presents. And really, it was probably this stash that kept them going until Herod died. You know, God knows how to keep you alive. God knows how to take care of you. We were talking about this yesterday over lunch. Just don't live in fear. Well, I've got three garages full of food. Well, I'm not against that, but if your neighbor doesn't have anything, guess who he's coming after? He's got a deer rifle too, you know. Come on. Don't live in fear. The wise men gave of their gold, their frankincense, their myrrh, and they qualified for us suddenly. And I have good news for you today. Stars still shine for giving saints. Hallelujah. I've never said that before, but it felt so good when I said, stars, the stars of God still shine for giving saints. And some of you are so close to a manifested star. You know, I look at the shepherds. They were faithful. They were faithful. You know, in a day, it's a strange day to pastor. I mean, it's not just me. I talk to pastors. I've talked to pastors for the last 3 or 4 years. It's people have all kind of ideas about churches and pastors and there really is, and thank God for people of Calvary, there's a loyalty here. But, you know, it's just kind of like wholesaling. I don't know. It's hard to explain. I mean, there was a time if you were a reverend, you didn't even need a credit report. There's a time if they knew you were a pastor in a community. It's kind of like the time I got my Harley up in Oklahoma. I got up there. I bought the ticket, got up there. You didn't have to show your driver's license, all that stuff back then. And when it came time to buy the Harley, I didn't have my wallet with me. I didn't have a dime with me. I didn't have a credit card with me. And the man said, hey, I trust you. He said, just take it back to Texas. And I said, I'll have my banker call you As soon as I get back, he said, hey, just take it. Just take it. Just take it. He said, you're a reverend. You're okay. I thought, well, thank God. It's not that way today, though. Whether it's a truck or a car or a Harley or an Indian or whatever. Indian's a motorcycle, you understand? I'm not being racial here. Oh, let's move right on here. The shepherds were faithful. The shepherds were faithful. Church, if there's ever a time in history that it pays to be faithful to the things of God, I believe it's now. Keep on believing for a mighty moving of God. I've had my slow times. I've had my good fast times. And I know right now I'm not seeing everything I want to see, neither are you. But in the name of Jesus, I declare to you the best is yet to come. And shepherds who are willing to watch their flocks by night. Sheep are good to eat, but they're not the best to have to shepherd. A shepherd's job is lonely out on that hillside. There's so much that goes with being a shepherd. So much that goes with that. But you just keep being faithful to what God has given you to do. You know, God has a real thing in His Word about being faithful. A faithful man who can find? They're getting kind of hard to find. But when God finds a faithful man or a faithful woman, they will overflow with blessings. And I declare to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak blessings. I speak great blessings in the year to come. You say, what got into him? I'm trying to bless you. I speak blessings. I have authority. I have power. I'm commissioned. And the Spirit of God said, speak blessings. I speak blessings this morning. Thank God, thank God. Shepherds were faithful, watching their flocks by night. But there was also Zacharias and his wife Elizabeth. It's another Abraham and Sarah story. They were believing God for a child. Now they're too old to have children. But they're still praying. Interesting people. They don't understand. I know I may stir up two or three space cadets this morning, but but I'm telling you, they were still praying. You say, well, how do you know? Because when the angel came, he said, thy prayer is heard. That's what the word says. Thy prayer is heard. Well, what significance is that old couple having a baby? Excuse me, his name was John the Baptist. And he was a forerunner of Jesus Christ. And he baptized people and he said, I baptize you indeed with water, but one is coming after me who is mightier than I, and he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Oh, I love that. I love the way Brother Shambach, you say, Holy Ghost. He could shake his chin when he's Holy Ghost and fire. Oh, thank God, that's what we need, church. We need the Holy Ghost and fire. It's time to let the fire burn. Zacharias and Elizabeth, believing God, filled with the Holy Ghost. Both were righteous, walking in the Word, blameless, but no children. Their expectations had not come to pass. But they didn't quit. Good things come to those who wait in faith, believing. Don't give up. Did you hear me? You say, who does that apply to? Whoever receives it in faith, believing. Good things come to those who wait. Well, I think over these years that we've been founders and pastors, some things seem to take so long. Harold Bredesen said, It seems like God's a slow poke, but when he moves, does he moves, and he's never late. He's never early, but he's never late. Glory to God. Walking in the Word, they didn't quit. He just kept lighting candles. Now, I know I told a story about candles here recently, but this was worship. This was real worship. He'd go in and fulfill the priestly office of lighting the candles. And without, there was a multitude that was praying. Oh, God does things for people who dare to pray in faith, believing. Prayer still works. But one day the angel said, "Fear not, thy prayer is heard." Well, I'm just telling you some people that qualified for the suddenly. Some people that qualified for the suddenly. And you know, as I look across this audience, I have a certain category. No one knows it but me. But I have a certain category of people that are great, but they don't know it. And they're some of the most magnanimous people you'll ever meet in your lifetime. Some people are great, and they know it, and they'll tell you about it. I wrote the book on humility, and that is me, you know. Let me tell you, in my lifetime and my ministry, I've met some of the greatest people on the face of God's earth. They're steady, they're loyal, they're not moved by fads or fashions. They're your friend uphill, downhill, when it's good, when it's bad, when you're up, when you're down. And you watch them, they listen to God, and they experience God, and they see the miracles of God. I have a category of men and women of greatness in my heart that no one could ever take away. I have known them. I have walked with them. I have listened to them. I have grown by being even around them. Most of them are in heaven today. But let me tell you, God's still writing. The last chapter of Acts has not been written yet. You didn't hear me. The last chapter of Acts has not been written yet. He's looking for some other saints. Oh, I know the Bible's the Bible. I'm not trying to add to the Bible. You understand what I'm saying. The book of Acts didn't stop with Acts 29. The book of Acts lives on today. And God's looking for preachers, and God's looking for lay people, and God's looking for staff, and God's looking for a church that will dare to believe God, that will dare to expect the supernatural, that will dare to not quit, that will dare to be faithful, but even go a step further than that, be loyal. The late Jim Zirkle, missionary Jim Zirkle, he said, to be faithful is one thing. You can be faithful and show up to get a paycheck, but to be loyal means you've laid it all on the line, and God honors that. Well, Luke chapter 2, verse 13, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward man." Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Well, God's still looking for those that qualify for suddenlies. Does he have some candidates here this morning? God's looking for people that qualify for suddenlies. Suddenlies are good. Suddenlies are miraculous. Suddenlies are things we cannot do in our own strength. I've seen a lot of victories and I've seen a lot of breakthroughs, but oh, how aware I am that it's not by my might, it's not by my power, but it's by God's Spirit. It's by God's Spirit, saith the Lord. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord and in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven. I've been in church services where it was like a like a roaring freight train or like a one of those four-engine 747s taking off. You could hear the roar of God. You could feel the wind of God. You could experience the rain of God. You could experience the river of God. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. They were all filled with the stand, if you will. Lift your hands and let's honor the Holy Spirit in our midst today. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave evidence. Oh, hallelujah. Are you hungry today? Are you hungry for more than the Christmas trinkets? Are you hungry for more than turkey and dressing? Are you hungry for more than cranberry sauce? Are you hungry for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to fill your heart and to fill your life with His fullness? They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. They were all filled. Father God, I pray that there will be a heart hunger throughout this audience today. Oh God, that Christmas will mean more to us than ever before. That it will not just be a time of toys and trinkets and presents and enjoying the presence of others, but oh, may we experience the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh God, may we qualify for the suddenlies of the end time, the outpouring of your Spirit, the supernatural power of God of signs, wonders, and miracles. Oh, could I hear your voice praising our God this morning? Oh, we worship you, Lord. Oh, we worship you. Father, I believe there are people all over this audience that are qualified for a suddenly. We're going to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. We're going to see revival on a scale we've not seen heretofore. We're going to experience the power of your Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Saying this morning, as you have hungered and thirst after me, saith the Lord, my suddenlies are on the way for you. So get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. My suddenlies are on the way. My suddenlies are on the way. For it is written, I will pour out of my Spirit in the last days upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. So rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Your suddenlies are on the way, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.